AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue. An Ohio company, First Energy, says the man who shot and killed four Marines in Chattanooga, Tennessee, failed a background check in May of 2013. The company would not say why Mohammed Abdulaziz didn't pass the screening process. Meantime, we are learning more about the gunman.
He did have at least two long guns.
Ed Reinhold at the FBI says Abdulaziz also had a handgun, and some of the purchases were legal and some were not.
He was wearing what we considered a load-bearing vest, meaning that it was a vest that he was able to carry additional magazines of ammunition while he moved around on foot.
Four Marines were shot and killed, and the gunman was killed by police. Reinhold says they are working right now on a motive.
We are still trying to figure all of that out.
And until that can be figured out, officials are treating this as a terrorism investigation. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.